Siamo i batteristi non pensiero. Preste casa e santa.
G'day everyone, welcome back to another episode of Swiss Pats. This one is a special one. We do it once a month where we tell you what is happening all over Switzerland, what events are going on, what is happening, what to do with your friends, with your family, with your loved ones, or your worst enemy. Whatever you choose to pick out of that lineup.
And in that moment, I'll introduce myself.
I was just about to introduce my...
Sworn enemy.
Exactly. I was leading into it. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Don. Don Delco is joining me, Susie Lyon, to give you all of this new fun stuff that is coming up. So welcome, Don.
Thank you. I'm very excited. I can't believe it's November. It's getting cold. You came over today in like 46 layers.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to layer up. It's the only way to keep warm.
It's like 10 degrees outside.
I'd say it's like 6 degrees.
Well, your daughter was giving me shit because I've been wearing shorts a lot.
Yeah, you need to let go of summer.
Yeah.
Summer is gone. Shorts need to go away.
I showed up yesterday to take her and my son to acting class, and she's like, I'm proud of you. You have on pants.
You've got appropriate clothing.
I have appropriate clothing on, yeah.
Yeah, my eight-year-old daily double checks what the weather is so that she knows that she to dress appropriately.
Yeah.
And yeah,
well, she's a little fashionista, so she needs to make sure it's...
Yeah, you need to take a leaf out of her tree. So we got lots of very interesting things for you to tell you about.
So who's going first? Is it me or is it you? Because I got something on November 2nd, which is like...
You've got to go first then.
Coming up quick.
Yeah.
All right.
Only the people listening on the day this comes out is going to be able to hear this.
Okay. So this is basically what this translates to, okay, is underwater rugby.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Awesome.
There is a club in Lucerne that is apparently like one of the best in Switzerland at underwater rugby. They are hosting their annual Water Tower Cup on Saturday, November 2nd. It's at Lucerne's Hallenbad Almen. Now, Lucerne is pretty easy to get to. It's a little centrally located. Really cool city in Switzerland. But this is an all-day thing where admission is free, where you can go to this swimming area, indoor swimming
pool.
Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. Pool.
It's a pool.
It's a pool.
Not a puddle.
No. And you can watch this. They're going to have like experts on hand to kind of help you explain what's going on. But it's these teams from literally, there's a Sweden, Greece, two from Germany, two from Italy, four from Switzerland. There's actually a team here in Basel and Zurich and two in Lucerne where they play this underwater rugby.
It's very
wild.
Sounds very interesting. They must be, you know, they obviously follow the rugby kind of schedule because we've got the Rugby World Cup coming up as well, final. So they're trying to squeeze in there with their very special kind of rugby.
I think they are. Yeah, and basically how it works is the ball is filled with salt water, so it sinks. And there's six players on each team that fight to put the ball in the goal, which the goal is a metal basket, which is located on the pool floor.
See, I imagine like a tiny ball, but I bet it's not.
I don't know.
It's a big one, like a rugby size.
I would think it's a bit bigger. And then the athletes are wearing, obviously, swimming costumes. Fins, mask, a snorkel, and a hood with ear protection.
I wonder if they wear like full body, you know, like sometimes when they swim in the Olympics, they wear special suits like to make them faster.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if they're going to wear those or they're just going to be in Speedos.
No, but they definitely probably shave and taper, which is what a lot of...
Probably. See, in rugby, like they grab each other's shorts to do the scrum, like to hold on to each other. I wonder if they grab each other's swimmers.
I don't think that'd be wise. I don't think it'd be a family event if they would do
that.
No,
me either.
But the thing is like, if you go on the website and it's, you could find out more information at uwrlucerne.ch. It's open to really everybody. Currently, this one team has both men and women, and it's between ages of 20 and 80.
Wow.
So it's like, everybody can play this sport, right? Because it's not hard on the joints.
Not everyone can play.
Well,
I wouldn't be able to play.
No, let's be honest.
Let's be real here. let's not beat around the bush. I couldn't play. And you'd have to learn the rugby rules if you wanted to play.
Which I've, with this, you mentioned the World Cup going on. I
you didn't even know.
I'm completely lost. I've tried to watch a rugby and I'm like, well, just throw the ball forward. Because my sport, American football, you know, we like to throw the ball forward, which it's creates excitement.
It's basically the same thing, but it's the ball kind of, turned back.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense if you know.
I guess.
I wonder. I assume underwater rugby must have similar rules. I'll have to go and find out.
Well, they're going to have somebody on hand to answer all your questions.
All your burning questions.
But it's an all-day event, and you know, they'll have food. They'll have all kinds of stuff going on. There's a party at the evening with all the other underwater rugby champions. Players, all the champs. So it's wild, man. This blew my mind when I saw this.
I love the Swiss. They come up with some pretty interesting sports, that's for sure. I'm going to take a little bit of a left turn on underwater rugby and give you some music. Now, the Lumineers are playing in Zurich really soon. They're playing on November the 6th, and they're playing at Halle 622, which I've actually been to. It's a really great venue. It's kind of in the middle of nowhere. But
is it smaller?
It's a fairly large venue, but it's not as big as like, it's not like a stadium.
Okay.
It's not that big. It's more like a large hall. It's like a hangar.
Okay.
You know? So it's an interesting venue, and I've seen a few bands there, and it's a lot of fun. And the Lumineers are a pretty world famous band, and they're gonna be here in Switzerland. You can get the tickets at starticket.ch, and the Lumineers are pretty interesting. It's one I would go to if it wasn't on a Wednesday night. #kids. So you know, if you don't have responsibilities that I do, maybe you can, you know, enjoy it for me. That would be really appreciated. But if you're looking for live music, we were just talking about this before, Don, listening to live music is so much fun. And if you're into the kind of music that the Lumineers play, then it's worth checking them out.
All right, so I have this next thing is for movie buffs. And it's an international short film festival. It's taking place in Winterthur, and it begins November 5th and lasts until November 10th. And this is the 23rd edition of this short film festival, and it's super popular. Actually, last year they had around 17,000 visitors, 650 guests who were like in the film industry come to this thing, and there are about 224. Like first-rate short films that are going to be screened, and at least a third of those are going to be up for competition. Now, the interesting thing this year, there are 53 films chosen for competition. Almost 60% are directed by women, which is the highest percentage in the more than two-decade history of this festival. Isn't that cool?
Interesting. Awesome.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. Films are going to be shown in their original language, but with English subtitles, which is awesome. Yeah. And there's also a youth program for kids. There's one for kids under 16 and under, and one's for even approved beginning as early as 6. So there's stuff for all types of people. It's super cool. Now, in German, it's Kurzfilmtage. So it's KURZFILMTAGE.CH. And again, it's November 5th through the 10th in Winterthur. And you go to the website, they have some tickets, they have program information on all the movies and when those youth programs are. So it's actually it's one of the, if not the number one short film festival in Switzerland all year.
I do love film. I need to get to one of these kinds of events. Never been to one.
No?
What are you doing?
No, I'm not a film buff.
You're not into the whole film thing, sitting still for more than, I mean, this is a short film. You could sit still for 30 minutes, right?
Possibly. I can handle
probably
that.
Probably not, let's be honest. All right, I'm sticking with the music theme, but this one's a little different. If you're in the Bern area on Friday the 8th of November, the ISC Club in Bern is hosting a rock night.
Ooh.
Yeah. So if you are into the music of people like Nirvana, Kings of Leon, The Killers, Linkin Park, Muse, Red Hot Chili Peppers, System of a Down, Rammstein, Oasis, The Offspring, my first ever concert, by the way, Blur, Green Day, The Black Keys, Foo Fighters, Radioheads, Placebo, and much, much more, and you want to rock out to that kind of music, then you should head to the ISC for that night, that music night, that rock night. It's in Bern on a street called Neubrückerstrasse. So it sounds like it's a nice bridge, okay, bridge location. And it's only 15 francs for a ticket.
Is it a bunch of different cover bands or is it one?
It is playing music from those bands.
Okay.
It's playing music from those bands. So like a DJ set. It's a dance night, so you can boogie on down. That's not a rock reference though.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's good not. Try though.
Yeah, I'm not up to date with my rock references. Can rock out? I don't know.
I guess. Yeah, you could. I don't know.
Hang ten? No, that's not it.
No. Definitely not. Cowabunga? Definitely not.
No. Oh, there you go. Well,
we're showing our age.
It would. It sounds like a fun night if you're in.
You
the
did mention
area.
The Black Keys. I do love the Black Keys from yeah. Akron, Ohio.
There you go. Some local knowledge for you.
No, but that's cool, man. It's good to hear that kind of music, and I'm sure it'll be played at a sensible level.
Yes.
When I first moved
sensible
here,
sensible dancing, sensible level.
Yes. When
yeah,
I first
no
moved
crazy.
Here, I met a bunch of other housemen out for drinks at this bar here in Basel. That's like a, it's basically a rock and roll bar, right? And I go in, it's got a really cool vibe, and I sit down at the bar, and I'm ready to order my beer, and the Black Keys are on. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is great. And I'm ready to, like, scream my order, right? And then I stop, and I'm like, oh, well, this music's being played at a very sensible level.
Very reasonable level.
Ein Bier, bitte, and yeah. I just said it just like that. Like, that kind of venue in the States, you're like, hey, I have a beer, and you're, like, 2 inches away from the other guy, right? And it was just, like, very sensible level. I was like, oh, okay. We have a rock and roll bar here in Basel, but it's going to be chill.
Listen, they're saving your ears.
I appreciate that.
Everybody needs to look after their ears.
I know, but like rock and roll, man. Right. As you said, you got to, was it rock out?
We got to rock out.
Is that what it was?
Groove, get our groove on.
You are 1,000 years old right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I am going to switch from rock and roll to a little bit of theater. But this is the fun kind of theater. You know why?
All theater's fun.
Yes, but this is really fun because this is improv. Have you ever been to an improv show?
I haven't. I want to go to this sort of thing.
Totally fun. It's super fun. So this is November 14th. It's in Zurich. And it is done by the Zurich Improv Comedy.
Okay. Makes sense.
Sure. And what they do is they're competing. There's two teams that are going to compete against each other, okay? And they improvise scenes based on audience suggestions.
Oh, awesome. You can right. tell them what to do.
It's also the audience's task to assign points to them, so actually the audience is in charge, right?
That's good.
But I'm telling you, if you've ever been to something like this, it is just an absolute blast. They call this theater sports. Is what the Zurich Improv Comedy is calling it.
Another one of those odd Swiss sports.
Yeah, that's right. This is improv sports. But this is Thursday, November 14th. It's in Zurich. It's in Kanzeilstrasse. I'm not sure where that is, but the fee is reasonable. It's anywhere from 16 to 23 francs for a ticket. You could email them at info@zurichimprovcomedy.ch or go to the website. But it's just, it sounds a lot of fun. Because
it does sound like fun.
Yeah. Now, I'm guessing this is probably not on a Wednesday. Let me check the old calendar. And November 14th appears to be, ooh, Thursday. So it's a little bit better.
Yeah. Thursday's getting to the...
Still have hashtag kids.
Yeah. So that's still got to look after them.
Throws a wrinkle into things, but yeah.
There you go. That sounds like fun, though. I apparently got a music theme going on this month for what's happening. So I'm going to stick with it. Why not? I'm gonna mix it up, I promise, mm-hmm. but not just yet.
Okay, all right.
So on November 12th, there is some guy playing at Holler 6622 in Zurich. His name is Oliver Arnold, and he is a BAFTA-winning artist, composer, musician, and producer. And he basically has been on a worldwide tour, and he has released his latest album, Remember. And after extensively touring in 2018 and 19, which included sold-out shows at the Royal Albert Hall and the Sydney Opera House, that's a pretty big deal. Both of those are pretty big deals. So now they're coming to Switzerland, and apparently it's great. And it features a uniquely wired string quartet, a live drummer, percussionist, and Olafur's pianos and synthesizers. So it sounds like interesting music. I don't want to say it's classical, but it probably is. But it could, it might not be. It sounds like, you know, sounds like it could be interesting.
Jazzy maybe?
Maybe, but with all of those accolades to his name, it sounds like it could be a lot of fun. The reason I bring it up is because I have this really cool friend and she's going to this. So if she's going, it must be good. Because she's way, way cooler than... I can't even believe she gives me the time of day. She's that cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She must be really cool.
Yeah. So she's going to that. So I'm like, well, I got to talk about this. But that's on Tuesday, 12th of November, and it's from 7 o'clock until 10. And so if you're into that kind of music, then it's definitely worth checking out.
Wish I had cool friends.
Yeah. I mean, I've only got one. So
you're clinging on to her, dear life,
exactly. I will use everything she goes to, I will mention, because if you want something cool to do, then I just follow what she does.
That's fair. That's a good life goal. We should all know who this is so we could all be her friend.
No way, I'm keeping her a total secret.
Oh man.
Yeah.
All right. I'll find my own cool friends. Mm-hmm. Well, if I ever get any cool friends, I have a great thing to do with them in Lausanne. And this begins on November 21st, and it's the Lausanne Festival of Lights.
Oh, I haven't been to this yet.
This is really, really cool, actually. It's
5 years in Switzerland, and I still haven't been to this.
Yeah, it's one of the highlights of this of the city's year. So basically what happens is, since it gets dark pretty early now, we're in the wintertime, all the streets of the city in the old town are illuminated by these... Basically, it's little artworks, right? But the idea is you use light, and it's absolutely stunning way to kind of walk through old Lausanne. And if you ever walk through old Lausanne, it's beautiful in the daytime, let alone at night when all this thing is going on. So it starts at the end of November, and it's free just to walk around the streets, which is cool, right? Just hop a train, go to Lausanne, walk around. They do have a lot of things around that as far as like performances and light shows on churches and things like that. But just the basic idea is just to go see some absolutely stunning lights. But the way they are, you'll see like... I don't know. It's just these little artworks that are absolutely incredible. Like down the middle of the street, like the grate that runs at the bottom of the, what's the word I'm looking for?
Water?
Yeah.
The drain?
For drainage. Thank you. Words are hard, yeah. Susie.
Yes.
They like illuminated that with like lights, right? Or they'll hang things from the side, or they put these things around like the tram stop, this like little elevated tram stop, and these like little loops that they went through. It's incredible, man. It's really cool what they do. And it's a great way to kind of stroll through a beautiful Swiss town. So it's Lausanne Festival of Lights. It's November 21st, and then it goes all the way through to the end of December.
Awesome. So that sounds like one, if you live in that kind of region, that they probably are like super proud of and they go every year. Like,
yeah.
Kind of like we're like, oh, Herb's Messe is the best. Every year we go. That's there. So we need to get down there and get some...
We do.
Get some tourism on the other side from Basel.
Work on our French.
Oh, gosh. It's hard enough working on my German, don't throw in the French as well. All right, I am going to tell you about two art exhibitions that are happening in Basel on the weekend of the 15th of November. The first one is basically just called Art, and the recommended dose is to be taken with a glass of Prosecco or whiskey during the prescribed times. So on the 15th of November, it opens at 6, and then on the 16th, it's open all day, and the 17th, it's open all day. And this is a free art exhibition. So free art exhibition. So they do this every 6 months or maybe once a year. But Front of Bicycle is the name of the exhibition organizers, and what they do is they get talented artists together to show their art, and it's a way to get the artists kind of like exposure in Switzerland. In the past, what they've done is like gotten artists that are specifically like expats or who had success elsewhere and then maybe moved to Switzerland and are looking for that kind of recognition as well. Okay. So this one is artists that have prescribed some captivating works of art, including ceramics, pastels, mixed media, oil, acrylic, and photography. So it's a whole mixture of things. The good thing is that any profits that they make from selling food, drinks, that sort of thing, will go to a charity, which is a charity for people who are affected by Dravet syndrome, which is a neurological disorder. So it's a really good one. It's at the Art Center in Basel on Rientorstrasse, and that is run by Front of Bicycle Gallery. It's actually a really cool project that they run.
That is cool.
Yeah, so if you are into looking at your art, they've had some really impressive artists in the past, and I'm sure that this one will be no doubt the same. And of course, if you can drink while enjoying art, then why the heck not?
Yeah,
that's the
and those drinks are going to a good cause.
Exactly, that's the
you're drooling, you're so excited about it.
That's the actual point of this one, to drink. That's your prescription, that's your, you know, that's what you have to do. Well, you don't have to, but the second one is on the same weekend. It's on the 16th of November, and it's called From Basel with Love, and it's a photography exhibition. So we can expect, obviously, just the one kind of art media, which is the photography. But it's basically, there's a Facebook page on Facebook. Where else would it be? Called Things to Do in Basel, and they ran a photography competition with a bunch of people submitting their photos, and the winners are going to be exhibited at this exhibition. So that's on the 16th of November from 4 o'clock until late in the evening, and it's at the Braswell Art Center on Alstrasse in Basel. So if you want to support local photography, people who have taken really beautiful photos of Basel, I personally kept an eye on who was submitting their photos, because you know, some people take such beautiful photos.
I know.
Really, really beautiful. And so many people submitted really awesome photos, and there was a bunch of winners. So you can check them out. It's the photography exhibition on the 16th of November called From Basel with Love.
They sure do really cherish the different types of art that there are here in Basel. They do a really good job about that. And things like this really kind of drive that home.
Yeah, it's really cool. This is just, that was just run by, you know, a woman who runs a Facebook page and wanted to, you know, kind of give a shout out to people who are, you know, have a talent and taking photos of the city that we live in. So, yeah. You know, props to Things to Do in Basel.
I know.
Awesome.
People do cool things. What the hell are we doing?
I know. God.
God.
Jeez Louise.
We're lame.
All right, what else you got?
Okay, you're going to need your breath mints for this one. It's a joke I make every year, and it's a joke that I really enjoy telling. It is the onion market in Bern.
Oh, this one I'm going to give a skip.
Yeah.
Thank you. No, thank you.
You don't like onions?
I don't eat onions, no.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't like them sautéed? You don't like them cooked?
This is the
truth.
You don't like them, this is the
eat
truth.
Them like an apple?
I never cook with onions. And then somebody told me, I think it was my sister, told me that it adds flavor to cook with onions.
Correct.
And I think that is BS. But I decided I would try it, because if it's true, then, you know, I want to enhance my cooking. It's already bad enough. And if I can use anything to enhance it, then I'm going to do it. And it turns out it is kind of true.
I know.
And also that you can cook them in a way that you can't taste them.
Of course.
So I didn't know that previously, because I don't like onions. So why would I cook with them? And so now I do cook with onions, but I cheat. I will not chop up onions under any circumstances. I mean, maybe if you force me, like I don't know, you're going to cut off my finger if I don't, then yeah, sure, I'll do it. But I won't cut up onions, so I buy them already pre-cut.
Okay. Let me take this a couple of things before we get to the onion market in Bern, which celebrates the onion.
Mm-hmm.
You can use like onion, not maybe either onion powder or like dried minced onion.
Okay.
And add that to bring out that onion flavor to your cooking.
I don't want an onion flavor.
Well, not onion flavor, but the enhance the flavors. It acts like that, so you don't have to actually cut an actual onion.
I'm feeling anxious talking about all these.
You onions. Are. You're getting uncomfortable. You're shifting in your seat.
Yeah.
What about, let me ask you this, what about a shallot?
Yeah, well, firstly, that's not how you say it.
Okay, how do you say it?
Shallot.
Okay.
Also, I don't cook with that, but...
You have the same dislike of a shallot as you do a onion?
shallots have got a strong flavor.
Kinda, but that's like a little restaurant hack. They use shallots in restaurants and not onions because they're more flavorful.
Oh, really? Maybe I should be... I mean, they don't have the same effect when you chop them up, that's for sure.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all right with my pre-cut.
You don't like crying when you're making onions?
No, no. I don't know why anyone would put themselves through that.
It depends on the onion. Usually the onions I get around here aren't strong enough. And if you chop it up the right way, Mrs. Lyon... you won't have the tears.
No, don't believe
it. I'll show you when we're done.
I don't want
to
know
how to chop it up.
I'm not going down this onion rabbit hole. However, if I did go to this event, maybe they would be able to teach me a thing or two.
I could teach you something, but you don't want to learn from me. That's fine. You can learn from the Onion Festival in Bern, and that is going to be on November. It's always the fourth Monday in November. The official start time is 5 a.m., it's in Bern this year, the 5th of November, or the 5th, I'm sorry.
The 5th of November?
No. The 4th Monday in November is November 25th. Got it?
Got it.
Okay.
You could have just said it's on the 25th of November.
I could, yeah. But this is the tradition thing. This has been going on for years.
Right.
Okay? So here's the deal. 5 a.m., the thing kicks off. There's like a parade and everything in the old town in the main square of Bern. And it celebrates all things onion and garlic.
Okay. Garlic I can get on board with.
But mostly onion. So there are going to be things like onion wreaths, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
These wreaths that are kind of woven in a braid, sometimes mixed with garlic to chase away evil spirits. There are sugar onion wreaths that are wrapped around the neck like Hawaiian leis.
Yeah.
I'd really kind of get into it.
On a Friday night.
Now, here's the thing, is this onion market has merged with another kind of specialty market for local potters. So not only can you find onions, but you could find some different kind of market goods like that, like pots.
Okay, that I can get on board with.
But now here comes the food, okay? Mm. There are Zwiebelkuchen, which is an onion tart. Mm. You can get Käsewehe, which is a cheese quiche. Onion soups, which is delicious. Mm. Onion sausages. Glühwein, which is always fun. And then there's this thing called Zupfi, which is braided milk bread, and it's from a nearby region of Emmentaler. It's maybe it's like the Zopf, buttered Zopf. Maybe it's like that. I don't know. But
you dip it in your onion soup.
Possibly. Visitors start to show up as early as 4 a.m. and they stay all night.
Oh. What an awful way to spend a day. Apparently it's good, though. It's been going on for a long time.
Now, there's also one little wrinkle. There is confetti on hand. So the children run around chucking confetti at people. So be warned. It's like Fasnacht.
Okay.
Okay?
It does sound fun.
But yeah, it's pretty cool. It's on a Monday, which I don't know why it's on a Monday, but it's just one day.
Where is it?
November 25th in Bern.
I wonder if they get the day off school.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And they have special trains, so it's easy to get in and out of Bern that day. But it is going to be pretty crowded. But I think the earlier you go, the better it is.
I think you should take me and teach me a few things about onions.
I'm disappointed you don't like onions.
Well, you know, such is life.
Yeah.
There's lots of things I don't like, Don. Onions is one of them.
That's true.
Right, I have one last thing. You ready? That's it then. And
that's
nothing
it?
Else from me.
Okay.
I don't know about you, but I got nothing else after this.
No, I wanted to end on a high note with onions. I thought we'd celebrate and talk about how awesome onions are, but you've let me down.
I need to, like, clean my palate. I need to, like, cleanse it.
You need to scrub it.
Scrub, scrub. Okay, so very, very quickly, this is a super quick one, and this is in Lucerne. So if you're in the Lucerne area, you can go and see a play called A Christmas Carol Goes Wrong. What the dickens? Like what I did there?
You could not wait to say that.
Exactly.
Huh?
So this one's on the 21st of November. It's an evening show, and it is on. There's a couple of shows, so you've got until the 24th of November to see it. And you know, it's a play. You know, a spin on the Christmas Carol play. So it's worth seeing that. It's been run by the Village Players, so nice and professional for you, and you can get tickets from...
Not the Village People.
No, the Village Players.
Don't confuse them with the Village People.
Exactly. Tickets are pretty reasonable. If you're a member of the Village Players, they're only 20 francs. If you're a non-member, they're 30. And if you're under 16, they are 15 francs. And you can get tickets at ticketsvillageplayers@gmail.com. So it's, yeah, if you're looking for a nice theatre to attend this season, then you can see... A Christmas Carol Goes Wrong.
You had some very fancy events this week.
Yeah, sorry I wasn't allowing you to end on that onion festival.
See, your hatred for onions stole my thunder, but that's okay.
Yeah, well, you know. I mean, I give it a try. Come on. I cook with them now.
That's a big step. I'm
just
proud
not,
of you.
Just not in the traditional sense.
I'm proud of you. That's a big step. Okay, so we're going to have all these events on our show notes with... times and when we talked about them, links to the information. We didn't get into the Christmas markets because that's going to be for next month. It's going to be a Christmas market. What's happening?
Yeah, some of the Christmas markets will have already started in November, but we're going to save all the good stuff till December.
Yeah.
So watch out for that one in a month's time.
All right. It's going to come up quick. So thank you for joining us on what's happening in November, and we will talk to you later.
See ya. Yummy folk that eased it off and said, "Oh, you're going to do it, 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 you